Okay, good morning. Yishamru lachem. Pen yiftel v'avchem v'sartem v'alvaritem v'rohim acharim. So there's a three-part sequence. And the warning is of part A. Be careful because your heart will become seduced, persuaded. Yifte, milashon pitoy. Pitoy means literally seduced, but it means a slow process. Very often you're not aware of it. It's not conscious. When you're seduced by something, you're not aware of how powerful an influence is exerting on you sometimes until it's too late. It's the nature of seduction of any area. So the Torah is warning us against being seduced. Once you're seduced, bisartem, you'll turn away, and then stage three, you'll ultimately worship other idols, pagans, other beings. Shemur lechem pen yifteh, bisartem, v'abaritem. Now, what causes the pen yifteh levavchem? What causes part A? How do you prevent being seduced? Obviously, you want to have your discipline, but what are the environmental factors that cause yiftel v'avchem, that causes visartem, that ultimately leads to v'avadetem elohim acharim? So if we look at the pasuk right before Yishamru lachem, Asirashcha v'yitzarecha v'yachalta v'savata, Yishamru lachem pen yiftel v'avchem. Material wealth, financial success v'yachalta v'savata, Yishamru lachem pen yiftel v'avchem. So it's clear that Kriya Shema, the second parsha, is highlighting financial success as a potential seductive agent leading you away from Avodas Hashem. Now, it's obvious that this section is paralleling a section in Parshas Veschanan. There also, the Torah writes, a little bit later, talks about financial success, which leads to someone forgetting Hashem. But there's a difference between the two sections. And by understanding the difference, one day when you're financially successful, if you are, you'll be able to be careful. In Parshas Veschanan, V'achalta V'savata, financial success is then followed by the following pasuk: Hishamru lachem pen tishkach, you'll forget. So financial success in Veschanan breeds forgetting Hashem. Why do you forget Hashem? Torah continues, V'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem alokecha. When you're financially successful in life, you feel very haughty, very confident, very empowered. You have money, you have influence, you can compel people to your will, to your wishes. You see yourself in outsized terms. You get a title, you're a doctor, you're a professor, you're an esquire, you operate in a corporate world, you have people serving you, travel in fancy cars, travel in fancy restaurants, everyone else travels in the back of the plane, you travel in the front of the plane. So there's a sense of ego and exaggerated self-worth. It makes it very hard to have room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your world. So much of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on dependency, recognizing human fragility, the moments of weakness, as we spoke about yesterday. If you're rarely weak, then it's hard to feel Hashem. You see some people who never had struggles in their lives till a very advanced age, it's harder for them to sense Hashem's presence. That's what's being discussed in Veschanan. Be careful, you'll be very successful. V'achalta v'savata, Hishamru lachem pen tishkach, you'll forget, and you'll say, V'ram levavecha, your heart will become too haughty. So shachachtas Hashem elokecha, and you'll forget Hashem. In Kriya Shema, in Parshas Ekev, it's a very different process. You're successful, v'achalta v'savata, pen yifte levavchem. It's not that you become haughty and cocky and infatuated with your own worth, but you're just involved in a world of material, of money, of taxes, of cars, of cattle, of financial investments. It doesn't make you haughty, it just makes you distracted. And your heart starts to become more tilted and seduced by that world and its appeal and its interest, not because of the ego and the cockiness. Remember Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze? When he leaves his house, he's penniless. So what does he dream about? Angels. In the middle of Vayetze, he has 11 children, 4 wives, cattle. What does he dream about? Sheep. His whole day into day, his currency and his mind are his stock market, his stock portfolio. He's not someone who's become cocky and haughty. He's just become distracted. And his heart has been tilted and seduced away from affairs of religion and away from the affairs of the spirit towards the affairs of the wallet and the affairs of the flesh and the affairs of the... This is not someone who's cocky. He's just become too embedded. And I think today, it's that second one that we talk about in Kriya Shema. It's a little more dangerous. Some people become very cocky, and you have to be careful about that. And if you become wealthy, be careful to maintain your humility and your sense of being a commoner. But for many people who have that moral corrective and they're not supercilious or condescending or arrogant, it's more just they're too enmeshed in a world of finance and of material and less able to be enmeshed in a world of spirit and vision and values. And that's what's being described in Kriya Shema. Not v'shachachtas Hashem because the v'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem elokecha, but v'yachalta v'savata penyifte levavchem. It's just your heart will be involved in other areas. V'sartam, you'll turn away from Hashem. Then you'll be led to areas either of Avodah Zarah practically, or we no longer live in the world of Avodah Zarah, but of pursuits that are foreign to Avodah Hashem. So think about that when you say Kriya Shema. You're not describing the cockiness of Parshas V'eschanan. You're describing Ekev, which is just the Parakas, which is just the embedding in the world. Parakas, I think, is Ekev, which is kind of awesome. May also be Ekev. Whatever Tanakh here. But it's Parakas in Devarim, which is the Shechachtas Hashem Lekach Chesed Hordiness, whereas Kriya Shema is Pen Yifta Lelavcha. Have a great day, everyone.